Afternoon Theater.
In this production of William Douglas Hume's comedy, The Iron Duchess, adapted by Peggy Wells, Athene Seiler plays the Duchess of Witadder, the part she created so delightfully in the theater. Ronald Ward as the Duke and Terence Alexander as Freddy, their son, complete the family circle. The scene is the drawing room of Cranshaw's castle, the Duke's seat, during a weekend political fete in summer. The time? This year? Next year? Probably never, and neither the events nor those concerned with them are to be taken too seriously. Nor is reference intended to any person, alive or dead. The Iron Duchess.
And now I state, here and now, for all to hear, not only you loyal thousands gathered this afternoon on the historic lawns of Cranshaw's castle, by kind permission of our hosts, the Duke and Duchess of Witadder, to all, I would say this, the traditional foreign policy of this country is the right foreign policy.
Yeah. Rubbish.
We must hold fast to our traditions and those policies which down the ages have kept us free. To the government of Gibraltar, I would say this, that what we have, we hold.
Poppycock.
Oh, don't shut the French windows, Mr. Collins. He's lovely.
Lovely? No politician's lovely, my girl. Not for long. When Garble says he's sticking to his foreign policy, he's sticking you and me and all of us inside our graves.
Oh, Mr. Collins, you mustn't talk like that.
And why not, might I ask?
Because he keeps us safe.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
All right. Garble keeps us safe. I'll give you that, Jean. He keeps us safe just like the keepers keep his grace's pheasants for the Christmas shoot.
The party over, Collins.
The fete is drawing to a close, Your Grace. The Secretary of State has just finished speaking.
Good. Have I time to get out of my fishing togs before tea? Is that the front doorbell?
Sounds like it. Yes, Your Grace.
I suspect you're right. Wouldn't be the fire brigade, not on a Saturday. Well, oughtn't we to answer it?
It is customary, Your Grace.
Well, don't worry, I'll do it if you're busy.
Not at all, Your Grace.
But be careful, is not burglars bored with all the speech-making? Here, Jean, open the windows and let's hear what they've got to say.
Yes, Your Grace.
If we stand four square to all the women...
Who is that pompous ass?
Nor is there any doubt...
My gad, it's Freddy.
...in my mind, and I venture to suggest in yours... Oh. ...that in this crisis, Percy Garbold is the man to do the job.
What's my son talking about, Jean? Is there a crisis?
I couldn't say, Your Grace.
Oh. How's that for fish, eh, Jean? 3/4 of a pound if it weighs an ounce.
Well, I never.
Lovely grub. I got that devil with a worm. Don't you tell us so.
Oh, no, Your Grace.
Excuse me, but there is a Mr. Sass arrived, Your Grace.
What colours? Come again.
Hey, Mr. Sass, Your Grace.
I never heard of him, have you?
He is the Gibraltar Minister, Your Grace.
The what?
The Minister for Gibraltar. The trouble spot within the Commonwealth determined to achieve its independence. It is much in the news just now, Your Grace.
Is it, by Jove? Well, my wife must have asked him here.
No, I think not, Your Grace.
Oh, I bet she did. Edith never tells me who she's asked, so why should she tell you?
I understand Miss Mary Garvel and her father are the only weekend guests Her Grace has asked.
Oh, no. Freddy asked her. He's keen as mustard.
And the vicar and his wife are dining at the castle tonight, but otherwise, Your Grace...
The Twitworths?
Yes, Your Grace.
It sounds a cheerful evening, Collins.
Yes, Your Grace.
We'd better hide the vintage port. The vicar laps it up like lemonade.
Yes, very good. But Mr. Sass is here, Your Grace.
Yes, so you said. Well, bring him in and fill him up with scones.
Yes, very good, Your Grace.
Oh, Collins, by the way, young Freddy's bleating on out there on the terrace about some crisis. Jean and I are in the dark. Is there a crisis, Collins?
Yes, Your Grace.
What sort of crisis?
Most acute, Your Grace.
Will anyone think he thought the world was coming to an end? It will if my wife sees this fishing net. Here, Jean, put it in the gun room, there's a dear. I've got to go and change.
Yes, Your Grace.
This way, sir, if you please. Now, Mr. Sass, your... Oh, His Grace was here a moment since, sir. He must have gone upstairs.
No matter, I will wait.
Miss Grace expressed the hope that you would have a scone or two.
Thank you.
I shall go and get the tea.
Hello, I came back to get my trout. It's in that basket.
You are a gamekeeper?
No, I wish I was. I'm with Etta.
Oh, yes, the Duke. My name is Sass, Jamalton Minister.
That's right. Collins just told me all about you.
That is Mr. Garville speaking outside.
No, that's my son. Goes by the name of Cranshaws. He's a local member of Parliament. Don't suppose you ever heard of him.
Oh, yes, indeed. We were at New College together. Freddy is charming.
Do you think so?
Do you not?
Oh, he's all right. The trouble is, he loves the sound of his own voice. Always did.
I do not like his speeches.
Nor do I. They bore me stiff.
They are the echo of his master's voice.
You don't like Garfield either?
No, he does not understand the modern world. He has discussed the crisis.
Has he? Has he really?
I am asking you.
Oh, yes, rather. Yes, at length.
What has he said?
What has he said? Oh, well, look here, I've got to go and change. I'll see you later when I come back and tell you what he said.
Christchurch, without a doubt.
The scone, sir. The tea will be ready directly.
Tell me, my friend, what has Mr. Garville said about the crisis?
To the government of Gibraltar, I would say this, that what we have, we hold.
Indeed. Your Mr. Garville is a foolish man. You think so, do you not?
Oh, excuse me, sir. I must open the windows for Her Grace.
Now, Collins, tea, I'm parched.
Yes, Your Grace.
Oh, good afternoon. If you're looking for the bathroom, it's the door behind the stuffed dog in the hall.
This is Mr. Sass. He is the Gibraltar Minister, Your Grace.
The what? Gibraltar? Oh, yes, of course, Gibraltar.
Yes, Your Grace.
Oh, you poor man. You poor, dear, persecuted little man. Why shouldn't you be free? I always say that everybody should be free. Now, let's sit down and have a cozy little chat together.
Thank you.
Oh, where on earth's the tea? It should be here. I really don't know what the world's coming to these days. The servants are so very independent. Now, what was I saying? Oh, yes, freedom. Well, I won't say that freedom is man's heritage. I'm on the side of anyone who says I am the master of my soul and won't be treated like a dog. Oh, really, Collins is too slow for words. Scone.
Yes, please.
I just can't tell you what I thought of Mr. Garland's speech. I really can't. It made me seethe. All the way he talked about using inferiors instead of equals, which, of course, we all are, all of us. Now, do tell me who you've come to see.
Lord Cranshaws, and, if possible, the Secretary of State for Colonial Affairs. My government have sent me with an urgent message.
Oh, how exciting. At last, here's Collins with the tea. Thank you. Thank you, Collins.
Your Grace.
Oh, Collins, be an angel. Run and see if you can find Lord Cranshaw's on the lawn.
Well, there's 30,000 people on the lawn, Your Grace.
I know, but luckily you know his face.
Very well, Your Grace.
Poor Collins. Oh, how he does like making heavy weather. Sugar,
please.
Now, tell me all about this message from your government. Or would it be a breach of diplomatic etiquette?
It would.
Oh, dear. I'm Freddy's mother, after all. I used to read his letters out loud to him before he learned to read. But then, of course, they weren't very interesting.
I fear we must assume that he has learned to read by now.
Hello!
Oh, Alfred, there you are. Oh, Mr. Sass, you haven't met my husband.
Oh, but indeed.
Hello. Tea's still going.
Is it? I didn't see you on the platform, Alfred.
Didn't you, my dear? Oh, of course not. No, of course you didn't. No, I had a chill and been in bed since lunch.
Oh, really? Were they rising well?
Not bad. Too bright. So it didn't do too badly. Do you fish, sir?
Since I have come to live in London, yes. But in Gibraltar, no. Our only river is fished privately by your commissioner.
Oh, rotten luck. Who's he?
Sir Harold Higginson.
Not Harry Higginson. Oh, remember him, my dear? He made a pass at you in 19-2.
Oh, what nonsense, Alfred.
That's what I said at the time. You didn't think so then, though. No chin and rabbit teeth and spats.
Oh, yes, I think he does wear spats.
Yes, that's him, that's him. You'd like to have a go?
Excuse?
At fishing. Are you staying?
No, I come to give a message from my government and then return to London.
Oh, Rod, of course you'll stay the night. Oh,
you are too kind. To Mr. Garville and your son, Gibraltons are not popular with them.
Oh, be hanged to that. It's Saturday. Let's go and soak a cast and get a rod put up.
Oh, but Alfred, I sent Collins out to look for Freddy.
Oh, blow, Freddy. Can't you wait?
Oh, no, no. It is urgent, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, you'll find me in the gun room when you're finished.
His lordship's coming now, Your Grace.
Oh, well done, Collins. Oh, and Collins, please tell Mrs. Green that we'll be one more for dinner.
Yes, Your Grace.
Mother?
Come in, Freddy. Close the windows. That band's deafening. Do you two know each other?
No.
Well, this is Mr. Sass.
Sass? Oh, see now, there was a Sass at New College with me.
Oh, this is the one.
Good. So it is. By Jove, I'm awfully sorry. I never spotted you behind that beard.
How are you?
Very well.
Oh, good. Did you ever get that fellowship you were after?
No. I became a diplomat instead. And now I am Gemalton Minister in London.
Oh, indeed.
I've been telling the Gemalton Minister all about the speeches.
Really?
Yes, and I want to talk to you about yours, Freddy.
Not now, Mother. I gather Sass wants to have a word with me, and we'd better get it over.
Oh, but of course, how interesting. Don't mind me.
We'll go into the smoking room.
Ah, then you do mind me. Oh, well, I'll go upstairs and take my hat off. And you two conspirators can sit and have your tea together while you talk.
What a charming lady. I congratulate you.
Well, is there more trouble?
Yes. My government has sent a message which I am obliged to give to Garvald personally.
And it can't wait till Monday morning?
Evidently not. I am instructed to deliver it today.
I see. Well, I think I'd better see this message.
It is a verbal message for the Secretary of State for Colonial Affairs.
Well, I'm Garvald's PPS.
PPS?
Yes, he's a private secretary in Parliament.
Oh, well, in that case, I will let you hear it. My instructions are to say that if the independence of my country is not granted by your government, Gemalto will take over military installations under foreign military control at 10 p.m. tonight.
Indeed.
Do you remember the bump supper?
Which?
The night we hid behind the archway in the outer quad and then debagged the deed.
We have instructed GOC Gemalto to resist.
He wore long woolen pants.
Who did?
The deed. Why, I've never laughed so much in all my life.
You realize that your appeal to force can have only one answer, force.
Unless your government submit.
You evidently didn't hear old Garvel's speech this afternoon.
Not at first hand. Your butler told me what he said.
Well, he meant it, too.
No doubt. It seems to have been popular with all except your mother.
No, mother's mad.
Oh, come off it, Freddy. Any brains you've got, if you've got any brains, come straight from her.
Come on, Daddy. Oh, gee, how lovely. Father and I are... Oh, I'm sorry.
Mary, this is the Gemalton Minister, Miss Mary Garvald. Oh.
I am honored.
Mary's been with her father on the platform.
I'm positively parched. Ah, tea.
This is the Gemalton Minister, sir.
Oh, indeed.
Sir?
Well... What can I do for you?
I have a message from my government.
Have you?
Sir, I thought perhaps you'd like to use the smoking room, then you won't be disturbed.
I'd rather have my tea. But just in case his government has seen the light, we'd better go along and hear precisely what he's got to say. As far as I'm concerned, I've nothing more to add to what I said out there. Nothing at all.
Oh, but really, Mr.
Oh, your briefcase, Mr. Sass?
I thank you. I'm so sorry, sir, to break into your weekend like this, but the matter is urgent.
Well, let's get on with it, then.
Oh, how boorish Father is. Why couldn't he be civil to that charming little man?
Well, Gemalto hasn't been too civil lately about your father, Mary.
Oh, don't be pompous, Freddy. Do you know Mr. Sass?
Oh, yes, he was at Oxford with me.
Oh, was he clever?
Yes, I think he got a double first.
And you just got a fourth.
Well, you know quite well I went down with mumps 5 weeks before my schools.
Well, even if you hadn't got your mumps, let's say you would have scraped a third. That's still less than a first and far less than a double first. And yet you had the face to say just now that the Gemaltons weren't fit for self-determination.
Well, you talk as if all the Gemaltons got double firsts, as precious few of them can boast a pair of trousers.
And clothes aren't everything. Anyway, it's too hot to argue. What about some tea?
Oh, well, we'd better wait for Mother.
Why? You've got a mother complex. That's another thing that's wrong with you, Freddy.
What do you mean, another thing?
Oh, nothing. I'm just trying to decide who frightens you the most, my father or your mother. There. I've poured it out and still survived.
I want to ask you something. May I?
Oh, I can't stop you.
But will you marry me?
Oh, I have to think about it.
Is that yes or no?
Oh, it's neither, has it got to be?
Well, the point is, do you love me?
Yes, I love you, Freddy, but I hate your speeches.
What?
Oh, Dan, oh, I've hurt you.
Oh, well, I thought this afternoon's was the best I'd ever made. What did you object to? Subject matter or delivery?
Well, both. Too pompous.
As far as subject matter went, it wasn't any different from your father's.
That's the trouble.
What do you mean, so you think your father's pompous too?
Of course he is.
What, do you tell him so?
No, he's half curing. You're just beginning. Anyway, I haven't got to think of being married to him.
Well, as far as the Jamaltons are concerned, you must admit that we are right.
I don't. You're being hypocritical. Oh, really, Freddy? All that balderdash about the benefit we brought Jamalta, when you know quite well we've milked them dry for the last 100 years.
Are you a socialist?
Well, I wasn't after lunch. No, I'm not so sure. You can't keep people under just because you think it's better for them. It's like a schoolmaster refusing to let anybody leave his school.
If the school's good, the boys won't want to leave.
But Freddy, boys grow up, and if you don't allow them to, you're going against nature.
You're sentimental claptrap. It's balderdash.
Don't you speak to me like that.
Well, honestly, I mean, I should have thought that Percy Garvel's daughter would have had more sense.
Oh, would you? Well, would you like to know what I'd have thought from what I've seen of your relations? I'd assume you were a changeling.
Oh, really?
It's beyond the bounds of possibility that two such charming and delightful people could have reared a pumper lass like you.
Well, where are you going?
Got to change.
What into?
Blue jeans.
What, with everyone still on the lawn?
I'll wear my shorts if you'd rather.
Oh.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Duchess.
Oh, what's the matter, Freddy? Oh,
nothing, Mother. Mary seems to think I'm pompous, that's all.
Oh, well, never mind. That means she's sure to make an understanding wife. Where's everybody?
Sass is in the smoking room with Mr. Garble.
Oh, isn't he a charming little man? I do hope he can stay.
Stay, Mother?
Yes, why not?
Well, Mother, he can't stay here.
Why can't he, Freddy?
Well, Garble wouldn't stand for it.
Oh, Crenshaw's castle isn't Garble's house.
Mother, it's an insult to him.
Insult? Don't be silly, Freddy. He's not royalty. Can't expect to have a list of guests submitted to him everywhere he goes.
Well, you evidently didn't hear his speech.
I did. It was quite deafening. Even round the clicking of my seconders. Oh, where are the roses?
Look, Mother, you must have gathered from his speech that we are going through a crisis with Gibraltar.
Oh, Freddy, dearest, why, I've never known a weekend when we weren't going through a crisis. And I can't be bothered with them.
But it's the real thing this time, and it's very serious. Gibraltar wants to leave the Commonwealth.
Quite right.
Quite right. Really, you're just as bad as Mary. She says we're hypocrites about Gibraltar.
Well, of course you are. You can't go roaring round the world that everybody should be free and then stop the Gibraltans being free. yes, Collins?
Cook would like to see Your Grace.
Whatever for?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Your Grace, but she says it is very urgent.
Oh, what a nuisance. All right, Collins, send her in.
Yes, Your Grace.
Freddy, you better go and find your father. I can't entertain the Garbles all the time.
Oh, where is he?
In the gun room, putting up a rod for Mr. Sass.
A rod?
Oh, now, Freddy, not again. I'm not responsible for what your father does.
Oh, who is?
Mrs. Green, Your Grace.
Oh, yes.
Go on in.
Yes, Mrs. Green?
I want to get my notice in, ma'am.
What?
True.
But why aren't you happy here?
No, ma'am.
Oh, dear, I hope the television hasn't broken down.
No, ma'am. The television's quite all right. It's Mr. Collins.
What has Collins done?
He ain't done nothing, ma'am.
Oh, I see. Well, I'd better speak to him.
He spoke to me. He come downstairs and he says there's Garble, Mary, Vicar, Mrs. T for dinner, and now an extra little foreign bloke. So get cooking, cook. That's what he said, ma'am.
Oh, did he really?
Do you know what I says back, ma'am?
No.
I says to Mr. Collins, Collins, if you wants to know what's cooking, it's not me.
I see. Oh, but Mrs. Green, I told you all these people would be dining when I gave you the orders after breakfast.
Not the little foreign bloke, ma'am.
Oh, no, that is one extra. I agree, but still you often have far more than that at the castle.
That's what I says to Mr. Collins. I says, don't you think it's too much for me, Mr. Collins, because it ain't.
Well, if it isn't too much for you, Mrs. Green, why do you want to give your notice in?
Because I want my freedom, ma'am.
Your freedom? Oh, nonsense.
It ain't nonsense, ma'am. Why shouldn't I be free? That's what I want to know. Why shouldn't I be independent? Well, why shouldn't I?
Have you been listening to Mr. Garble's speech?
I couldn't help but hear it, ma'am. I didn't like it neither. Them Jimaltons have a right to freedom if they want it, if you ask me, ma'am.
Yes, well, I didn't ask you, Mrs. Green. Anyway, that's quite beside the point.
The point's my independence, ma'am.
Your independence? Well, it's quite obvious that you picked up a lot of words this afternoon without exactly knowing what they mean.
I know what independence means. It means quit cooking, Mrs. Green. That's what it means.
Oh, you've been here so long. Now, let me see. You were the kitchen maid when I was married, weren't you?
That's right.
Oh, yes, I remember. You were such a pretty girl.
You weren't so bad yourself, now come to think of it.
Oh. But what will you do when you've left here?
I'll take a little cottage on my own.
A little cottage? Oh, no, no, Mrs. Green, you can't do this to me. Please think of me a little.
I've been thinking of you since I was a kitchen maid.
But I can't start looking round for cooks at my age.
Well, that's true, Mum, unless you want to do a turn yourself.
Oh, now, Mrs. Green, that's very rude.
I'm all right now. I'm going. Good as you, and I'm allowed to speak my mind.
Have you been drinking, Mrs. Green?
No, I have not. Not yet.
I'm sorry, but I will not accept your notice.
I'm afraid you'll have to, ma'am.
I won't.
Very well, then.
Where are you going?
Off to pack my bags.
Oh, dear, what am I going to do? Oh, Mr. Sass, would you like another cup of tea?
No, thank you, Duchess.
But Father, the Gibraltons are on the point of rising.
Who cares what they're doing in Gibraltar, Freddy? The trout are rising here. Ah, Sess, there you are. I've set your rod up.
I'm afraid I have to go. The Secretary of State has handed me my passport.
Oh, hand it back. Come on, man. The evening rises on. Garvel will never know you haven't gone. We'll try the oak pool first, and then we'll go up to the drain.
But, sir, you don't understand.
Come along, man, come along. The fish won't wait all night.
Look, Mother, why can't he pull himself together?
Oh, dear.
Father, I can't make him see that we'll very likely be at war with Sass by tonight.
I'm sorry, Freddy, but I've more important things to think about. Mrs. Green has given notice.
Oh, really, Mother, do be serious.
I am being serious. I've never been more serious.
Has that pillow gone? Oh, forgive me, Duchess.
Yes, sir.
Good. I lost my temper, I'm afraid. All this glib talk of independence makes my gorge rise. Damn it, people have no gratitude. We've nursed them for 100 years, and now they want to chuck us out. The fellow turned quite nasty. Said he had a right to independence. I never heard such rot. One might as well say that the servants here could pack up when they feel like it. Your mother wouldn't stand for that, Freddy. Neither will I.
How very interesting. Oh, but tell me, Mr. Garfield, what's the answer?
Obvious, dear Duchess, obvious. Be strong. If they want force, let them have it.
Yes, of course.
We needn't be ashamed of being strong. A strong man armed keepeth his house.
How fascinating. Do you really mean that, Mr. Garfield?
Certainly I do. The moment that one weakens, everything disintegrates. Minorities should keep their place. The comfort and the safety of majorities should be the chief concern of statesmen and of individuals alike. And that implies the use of force in moderation and where necessary.
Really? Mr. Garfield, would you ring the bell? It's just behind you.
Oh, please don't get fresh tea for me. I haven't time.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm ringing for.
Now, Freddy, come along. We've got work to do. I've got to telephone the Prime Minister.
Oh, I'll get through to Chequers at once, sir.
You will excuse me, won't you, Duchess?
Oh, yes, of course.
I fear that in the circumstances I must be a very boring guest.
Oh, far from it. I find you inspiring.
Oh, really? It's most kind of you to say so.
Mr. Garvel, do you really think that when the status quo is threatened, force is always justified?
I have no doubt of it. No doubt at all.
The PM's on the line now, sir.
Good. Excuse me, Duchess. The matter must be very urgent indeed, or he's never in personally.
You rang, Your Grace?
Ah, Collins. Mrs. Green has given in her notice, and I've told her that I won't accept it.
So I understand, Your Grace.
So if she tries to leave, it's up to you to stop her.
Very good, Your Grace.
Use force if necessary, Collins.
Very good, Your Grace.
Hello? Yes, Cranshaw's Castle. Who is speaking? Oh, yes, sir. Who is it that you wish to speak to? I'm afraid that he is still dressing for dinner. Can I take a message, sir? Lord Cranshaw's, I'm afraid his lordship is still dressing too, sir. Oh, really urgent, I see. Very good, sir. I will try.
Who is it, Colin?
Prime Minister, my lord.
Who's he want to speak to, Garvel?
Yes, my lord, but he says you'll do.
Cranshaw's speaking. Oh, hello, sir. No, he isn't down yet, I'm afraid, but I can take a message. What's that? General strike. Yes, I see. See, I'll tell him. The whole place is at a standstill. Right. Oh, and if he wants to ring you back, where will you be, sir? All the evening? Yeah. I see, sir. Is that a private number, sir? The what? The what club? Oh, the golf club. I see, sir. Thank you, sir.
You're looking very serious, Freddy.
The situation's very serious, Mary. I've just been talking to the PM. They've just called a strike.
Who has?
Well, Gibraltar. Everything's at a standstill. Is your father dressed yet?
How should I know?
Well, I better go and break the news. Oh, Mary, you look lovely. Could I kiss you?
No, you couldn't.
Well, why? Because I'm pompous?
No, because I'm dressed for dinner and I don't want to be messed about.
I wouldn't mess you about, Mary.
All right.
Oh, darling.
No, that's enough, Freddie. Oh, here's Daddy.
Oh, there you are, sir.
Anything the matter?
The Prime Minister's just been on the telephone, sir. There's a general strike in Gibraltar.
Oh, indeed. Everything's well under control, I hope.
Well, I hope so too, sir.
Well, the PM said so, didn't he?
Well, no, not exactly, sir. He didn't say it wasn't, sir. Then again, he didn't say it was. He said that if you'd like to speak to him when you came down...
I would.
Oh, right, sir.
Is he at home?
No, sir, no. He's playing golf, sir.
Golf? Who does he think he is? Sir Francis Drake?
I thought that was Bowles, sir.
But...
Well done, Freddy.
Yeah, well, I'll go and do it in the smoking room, sir.
Collins. Were you able to listen to the speeches this afternoon?
I heard some of them from here, sir.
Good. Did you approve?
Of what, sir?
Well, a policy of strength towards Gibraltar.
Oh, that, sir.
He says, oh, that. Well, you know what that is, Collins. It's the policy that's made this country what it is today. Well, do you approve of it? That's what I'm asking you. Or are you one of those who advocate a policy of laissez-faire, do nothing? Let the garden go to pot, the bindweed get a stranglehold, the roses and the lilies die. Perhaps you're a liberal.
No, sir.
Well, what are you then? Well, come, man, you must be something. Tell me what you are.
His Grace's butler, sir.
True, true enough. You are His Grace's butler. And an admirable man. A relic of the days when men were quite content to follow their own trade and leave the running of their country to their betters.
PM's on the line, sir.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, Freddy. I'll want you in the smoking room.
Oh, yes, of course, sir.
Cocktail, miss?
Oh, thanks, Colin. What time's dinner? 8 or 8:15?
That all depends on Mrs. Green, miss.
Oh, is she the vicar's wife?
No, she's the cook, miss.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that will be the vicar, miss. Excuse me.
Oh, dear. It isn't fair to make me entertain the vicar and his wife alone.
Yes, indeed. The vicar and Mrs. Twitchworth.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm afraid that I'm the only one down so far. My name's Mary Garvel.
But of course. We saw you on the platform this afternoon, didn't we?
Oh, yes, indeed. Your father made a fighting speech, an admirable speech, quite excellent.
How nice of you to say so, Vicar. Oh, do sit down.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, indeed. Oh, yes, it was a great afternoon. You know, we little people in the country are not often privileged to hear our leaders in the flesh.
We've got the wireless, William.
Oh, yes, my dear, I know. But these mechanical devices, although admirable in their way, entirely fail to reproduce the speaker's personality. And that, of course, is all important. All important.
Hello,
Vicar. Good evening, Frederick.
Oh, good evening, Lord Cranshaw.
Hello, Mrs. Twitworth. Now, may anybody like some sherry, Mrs. Twitworth?
Well, the merest mouthful.
Mary?
No, I'll have another cocktail, please.
Now, you, Vicar, sherry or a cocktail?
Might I have a cocktail?
Yes, why not? Well, now, here's yours, Mrs. Twitworth.
What a big one. Still, it's Saturday.
Good evening, Mrs. Twitworth. Vicar.
Good evening.
You both dining here?
Well, yes, of course they are, Father. Now, have a cocktail and relax.
Does the Collins know?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Collins showed us in here, didn't he, Maud?
Yes.
Oh, that's all right, then, if he knows. I get sick of Edith messing up my meals.
If you'd rather that we left...
No. You better stay now that you're here. I only hope that Edith told cook. I had to carve a snipe up between 8 people last week.
Cheers. Well,
cheers. Down the hatch. You were giving us a sermon in the morning, Vicar?
Yes, I've just composed one.
What about?
The crisis. in relation to the Book of Revelation.
Oh, that damn thing again. Ah, here you are, Garvold.
Mr. Garvold, the vicar and his wife, sir.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you.
All congratulations on your excellent oration, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Can I pour you a cocktail, sir?
Thank you, Freddy.
Now, some more sherry, Mrs. Twitworth.
Should I?
Oh, why not?
Water hot?
I'm sorry?
Bath water.
Oh, yes. No, I didn't have time for a bath.
Did Freddy keep you out?
I didn't have one either.
What? Well, I'd be blown. What have you been doing, playing snooker?
We've been working, Father.
Working on a Saturday? Well, what do you think of that, Mrs. Twitworth?
Well,
it's as bad as working on a Sunday. Only worse, because there's nothing else to do on a Sunday.
I trust your speech will have a salutary effect, Mr. Garble.
I'm afraid it won't. I've been on to the PM, and they show no sign of backing down, no sign whatever.
Mm-hmm. Who, the government?
No, the Jim Moultons. On the contrary, they seem determined to go through with this ridiculous attempt to throw us out.
Why is it so ridiculous?
Maud.
I beg your pardon, Adam.
I asked you, why do you say their attempt's ridiculous?
Well, for one thing, because it won't succeed.
But you've just said the purpose of your speech this afternoon had not succeeded. Well, according to your reasoning, that means it must have been ridiculous as well.
Maud.
Do you feel like I do, Miss Garble? Well, I...
Mary always feels like anything that irritates her father.
I am so sorry, Mr. Garble. Maud, keep your own counsel.
Why? You don't keep yours.
But mine is not offensive.
Isn't it? It's downright hypocritical, if you ask me. You call yourself a clergyman and then go oiling up to this inflated windbag just because you think he might get you a bishopric one day.
Maud! Maud, sir, I don't know what to say, sir. Maud, what has come over you? Are you not feeling well?
I'm feeling wonderful.
Hold everything.
Huh? Yeah, I thought so. Collins has put the whiskey in the wrong decanter. Anybody think they've been drinking sherry?
Yes. Maud asked for sherry.
Oh, it's whiskey. I've just had a sniff of the decanter.
Oh, let me change it for you, Mrs. Twitford. It's too late. I've drunk it.
Well, that accounts for it. Her tongue was loosened by the spirit, Mr. Garble.
More than yours has ever been, if you ask me.
I must remember that one, Mrs. Twitworth.
Come, Maud, I think we had better go.
Oh, what nonsense. It'll wear off in a minute, won't it, Mrs. Twitworth?
I'm afraid so, yes. But while it lasted, it was wonderful.
I think you should apologize to Mr. Garble, Maud.
Yes, William. I'm so sorry, Mr. Garble.
Oh, that's quite all right. Entirely understandable. A notable example, all the happier because it was mistaken of the evils of indulgence.
Why not lie down for a little, Mrs. Twitworth?
May I? May I really? On this sofa?
Of course you may. But I keep my eyes open if I were you and fix them both on something on the wall up there and make them hold it still.
Thanks, Duke.
Philly, where's that little fella got to? What's his name?
Sass, Father.
He went back to London.
Oh, really?
Yes, I instructed him to forward to his government the text of what I said without delay.
Oh, yes, he did that from the post office.
The post office?
Yes, in the village. Saw him do it.
From the village post office? But it was vitally important.
Not half so important as a 2-pound trout on a March brown.
I'm sorry, but I don't quite follow.
Well, you see, we were fishing, and he wanted to get on with it. And so he left it with the postmistress.
The postmistress?
That's right, old Mary Grayson. Used to be my nursery maid until one of the underkeepers poached her.
Oh, really?
Oh, don't worry, she'll have sent it off. She never put a foot wrong with my bookie.
Father, you don't seem to realize how serious the situation is.
And you don't seem to realize that if I go in the circle and cast for 20 minutes, I expect it to be used.
Well, anyway, he's gone now, and that's the main thing.
Oh, I do hope I'm not late. Has Collins announced dinner?
Not yet, Mother. It's not 8 yet.
Oh, good evening, Vicar. Hmm? Where's your wife?
Here, Duchess. Maud, Duchess.
What's the matter, Mrs. Twitworth? Oh, why are you lying on the sofa?
Hangover, my dear, that's all.
Poor Mrs. Twitworth drank a glass of whiskey. Neat.
Yeah, I'd ask Collins put whiskey in the wrong decanter.
Oh, really? First of all, it's Mrs. Green and then this. I'll have some sherry, Freddy.
Has Mrs. Green been boozing?
No. She's given notice.
Gone, you mean?
Oh, of course not. What we have, we hold. Oh, thank you, Freddy. And now then, Mr. Garble, how's your crisis getting on?
Well, there's a general strike now, Duchess.
Really? When did you hear that?
The PM rang through when I was up changing, and I rang him back. I thought perhaps he might want me in London, but he's of the opinion that it would be undignified to change my weekend plans just because a cheeky little colony thinks it can twist our tail. He thinks they're bluffing and agrees with me that we must call their bluff.
How wise.
Suppose they're not bluffing, sir.
Well, we are not bluffing either.
No, indeed we're not.
Are you feeling all right, Mother?
Yes. Why, Freddy?
I just wondered if I'd mixed up the decanters.
Oh, Freddy, don't be rude.
Duchess, I'm glad that you approve of what I'm doing.
Oh, of course I do, Mr. Garbles. I always say one must be firm.
But you weren't saying that at tea time, Mother.
Well, I changed my mind. The situation's changed, and so I've changed my mind to suit the situation.
But the situation hasn't changed at all.
Oh, pardon me, it has. At tea time, I was just a theorist. But now I'm a participant. When you're in opposition, you can think and say exactly what you like, but you haven't got responsibility. But once you're in power, the only thing you've got to do is to be responsible. And that's so restful, isn't it? Because it means you haven't got to think at all.
Mother, you talk as if you've joined the government.
Well, in a way, I have.
Who switched that damn thing in here?
Hello, Cranshaw's Castle. Cranshaw speaking. Hold on, sir.
Who is it?
The First Lord, sir.
Please excuse me.
Certainly.
Hello, yes. Percy here.
Who was it?
The First Lord, Father.
What? Oh, Tom, would I be blowed? He was my tech at school. Got sacked for keeping a book during Ascot Week. He won a packet on the Gold Cup, 19 bob or something staggering.
Well.
Now, I hope Garbles won't go on guessing too long. I want my dinner.
Oh, Alfred, be quiet.
Yes, I see. Yes, yes, quite right. Yes, I agree. It's time we arrested him. Yes, I'll get on to Higginson and tell him to put him inside. We've got to call his bluff. And what about the carrier? Yes, good idea. Where is she now? I see. Well, if she's underway at once, she should be there quite soon. Yes, that'll make him think. Good. Will you fix it with the Admiral? Yes, I'll be here. I'm at your service. If I've gone to bed, I'll leave young Cranshaw standing by. All right, goodbye.
Bad news, sir.
Well, not good. Les Patras is the danger. General Les Patras. He's the leader of the Independence Party. We're going to pull him in before the battle really starts. Freddy, get Mr. Walter on the phone, the residency.
All right, sir.
Do it in the smoking room, Freddy. Then we might be allowed to speak occasionally.
Oh, right, Father.
I'm so sorry, Duchess, to be using your house like an office.
No, not at all. Tell me, what's going to happen now?
Oh, I wouldn't like to say. It's either their last bluff or they mean business. Well, if it's business, we mean it too. We're moving in an aircraft carrier to lie off the Jamaican coast.
What good will that do?
Quite a lot, I hope.
Just make them more determined to be free, that's all.
I wonder. Aircraft carriers look most determined, too.
What's you know for if it can't deal with things like this?
It's our affair, this, Mary, an internal matter. We can deal with it ourselves. We don't want you know butting in.
You ought to be ashamed sending a great big thing like that to frighten them.
Oh, Mary, grow up.
I have grown up, in spite of being looked after by you. I can't think why you didn't keep me on at Cheltenham forever.
Gibraltar's on the line, sir.
Oh, good. Excuse me, won't you?
Yes, of course. Were you at Cheltenham, Miss Garbled?
Yes, Mrs. Twitworth.
Well, did you ever? Isn't it a small world, William? I had a sister teaching there.
Ah, Collins, there you are. Is dinner ready?
No, Your Grace.
Well, why the devil isn't it?
Cook's gone on strike, Your Grace.
On strike? She can't do that.
That's what I told her. But she's still on strike, Your Grace.
You mean that there isn't any dinner?
No, Your Grace. When Jean and I went down to get the dishes for the dining room, there wasn't any, so to speak.
Oh, well, we'll have to go out to the Cranshaw's Arms. Freddy, you better ring them up and get a table.
Good idea.
It's cold horse, peas and custard. But it's better than starvation.
Alfred, there's no point in ringing up the Cranshaw's Arms when we're staying here.
But Mrs. Green's on strike.
She may be bluffing. Now then, Mary, you and Freddy and the Vicar, and you, Mrs. Whitworth, I'm quite sure you all like a game of croquet.
Oh, yes.
Freddy, show them where the mallets and the balls are.
Oh, what fun. Come, William. Proper
takes too long.
Yes, I prefer the quicker game. There's more bite to it.
Oh, how shall we play? Castle versus the Vicarage, of course. William is extremely good. Before we were married, he was chaplain to a bishop who did nothing else.
Oh, come on. I don't think that's quite fair.
Oh, well, racing too, I know. But that was just his hobby.
Freddy?
Yes, Mother?
It's no use trying to slip off to the smoking room. Do as you're told.
Oh, very well, Mother.
Now, Collins, where is Mrs. Green?
She's in her room, Your Grace. She's locked the door.
Her room? What's she doing there?
Singing, Your Grace.
Singing?
That's right, Your Grace. The International.
Well, she must be tight.
Your Grace has probably got something there.
Alfred, I do wish you wouldn't keep on interrupting.
Sorry, my dear. I'll go and take my rod down. You haven't done it yet, have you, Collins?
No, Your Grace. I haven't had the time with Mrs. Green.
No, good. I'll nip down and do it. How long is it going to be before we eat?
Well, that all depends.
It's a damn bad show, I call it. Never would have happened in my father's time. That all happened to the world.
Go on, Collins. Did you talk to Mrs. Green?
I did, Your Grace.
And what did she say?
She said that if me or Jean tried cooking in her kitchen, she'd come right in and knock our blocks off.
Really?
Oh, Duchess, I am sorry I am late.
Oh, there isn't any hurry, Mr. Sess. Dinner's going to be delayed. Collins, pour a cocktail for Mr. Sess.
Yes, Your Grace.
Thank you.
Well, that dinner jacket fits you, doesn't it?
Here and there.
It's Alfred's old one. He plays croquet in it.
It is very comfortable.
Your cocktail, sir?
Oh, thank you, Collins.
How would you like a game of croquet, Mr. Sess?
Enchanted.
Good. Then take your drink outside and take over from Freddy.
Are you sure he will not mind?
Of course not, your guest.
I will be charmed.
Now, Collins, there's just one thing, Fred. Go down to the gun room, get a rifle and some ammunition, and take up position in the scullery while Jean cuts sandwiches. All right?
Very good, Your Grace. Ooh, am I to open fire if she turns nasty?
Not without my personal authority.
No, I quite understand, Your Grace. I'll see to it at once.
Well, really, Mother, you are the end.
Well, what's happened now?
Well, Sass playing croquet.
Oh, but I told you to, Freddy. I was quite sure you wouldn't mind.
Well, I don't mind that. What I mind is his being here at all. Garbled won't stand for
now,
it.
Now, once and for all, I will not listen to your childishness. I've quite enough to think about Mrs. Green behaving as she is.
Well, did Mrs. Green give notice, Mother?
Yes, and I refuse to let her go.
But you've got no right to. It's unethical. She's got a perfect right to give notice. If she wants to go, you've no alternative. You've got to let her go.
Yes, that's what I've always thought till this weekend. And then Mr. Gardle, bless him, taught me otherwise. Oh, I'm so glad he came to stay.
Well, what on earth has Garble got to do with it?
But everything he's taught me to be firm. I'm keeping her.
It's utterly immoral.
Oh, I like that. Immoral. What about Gibraltar?
Gibraltar's vital to us.
And so is Mrs. Green to me.
Now, listen, Mother. Don't you realize that the peace of Europe and the world depend on our retention of our colony?
And don't you realize that my peace depends on Mrs. Green?
Well, why can't you get another cook?
Well, why can't you get another colony?
There isn't one that's suitable.
Exactly. Nor is there another cook.
Help! Help!
Jean, whatever's the matter?
Oh, ma'am, save him, save him.
Oh, Collins, why have you got a saucepan on your head? Pull yourself together.
Oh, I can't, Jean.
Oh, well, help him, Freddy. Don't just stand there. Take that ridiculous saucepan off his head.
Hold on, Collins. I'll be as gentle as I can.
Yes, my lord.
Steady.
Thank you, my lord.
Oh, now then, Collins, please explain yourself.
She's gone, Your Grace.
What?
Yes, Your Grace. The kitchen's empty, and there's two gin bottles on the kitchen table, and one of them's empty, too.
The kitchen? But I told you not to let Mrs. Green get in there. Why didn't you take up position in the scullery, as you were told?
Oh, but I did, Your Grace. I got the 2-2 rifle and the ammo.
Oh, what? Be quiet, Freddy.
As you said, Your Grace, and put them by me, and then sat down at the table in the scullery and started on me pools. Next thing I knew, I was inside this saucepan.
But what happened?
Well, Your Grace, I figure that cook, she come out of her room when I came up to tell you she'd gone on strike and lay up in the kitchen. Then, when I sat down, she stalked me from behind and snuffed me like...
How very careless of you, Collins.
Yes, Your Grace.
Where is she now?
Search me, Your Grace.
You mean to say you didn't see which way she went?
I couldn't see, Your Grace.
Oh, no, of course not, with that saucepan on your head.
All that I could do was grope around for the rifle, but I couldn't seem to get my hands on it. And then I struggled up the stairs for help and found Jean in the pantry.
You must get hold of the rifle. Nip down now.
Very good, Your Grace.
Oh, don't go, John. She'll kill you.
Oh, I shall be all right, love. Jean is not herself, Your Grace.
No, I can see that. Hurry up. Now, Jean, do you feel like cutting sandwiches for 8?
Oh, yes, Your Grace.
Then off you go to the pantry.
Yes, Your Grace.
Mrs. Green may have gone off with the rifle, Mother.
Oh, what nonsense, is not sporting in the leaves. Oh, come in, Mr. Garble. So you finished telephoning. I do hope everything is satisfactory.
Far from it, I'm afraid. Thus Patras has escaped into the hills.
Oh, how annoying. I do feel for you so much.
Yes, damn bad luck. Higginson tells me they had a cordon round his house, but he slipped through it.
Really, what a strange coincidence.
Coincidence?
Yes, that he should have got away when you put a guard on him.
Yes, I see.
And you know his hideout?
No, the area's too big, like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Exactly.
Well, I've done all I can. Still, I don't like it. General Les Patras roaming round Gibraltar, armed and utterly fanatical.
Your Grace?
Yes, Collins?
Gone, Your Grace.
Gone? Thank you, Collins. Get on with the sandwiches, then, will you?
Yes, Your Grace.
Anything the matter?
I'm afraid there's been a little trouble in the kitchen, Mr. Garble. So I do hope you won't mind if we have a picnic dinner up here.
Oh, not at all. I don't feel much like eating anyway. I'm far too worried by the situation.
How I sympathize.
Oh, it's very kind of you.
I know just how you feel. Which is the sherry, Freddy?
It's in the square, decanter, Mother.
I see.
You know, it's hard to imagine these surroundings, but just suppose you had a crazy, trigger-happy lunatic at large here in the park. Well, that's what's going on out there in Gibraltar.
Yes. It's a small world, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
Granted.
Well, that's the wrong decanter, Mother.
Oh, no, it isn't ready. It's the right one. Definitely.
But you're drinking neat whiskey.
I know. Cheerio.
Where would Your Grace require the sandwiches?
Oh, on that table, Collins, if you don't mind.
Here, Jean.
Yes, Mr. Collins.
Did you manage all right?
Chicken, ham, tomato, and sardine.
Oh, well done indeed. And plenty to go round, or will it be a case of family holdback?
If everyone plays fair, there's plenty there, Your Grace.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you enough, Collins.
Not at all, Your Grace.
And Eugene, too.
Thank you, Your Grace.
No sign of Mrs. Green?
No. All quiet on the kitchen front, Your Grace.
No sign of the rifle?
No, Your Grace.
Death's most mysterious. I do hope she's not done herself an injury.
I think we would have heard the shot, Your Grace, by now.
How drunk do you suppose she was?
There's the one empty bottle on the kitchen table, and the other's missing. Seemingly, she came back for it when I came up here in the saucepan.
And no tonic water, I presume?
I'm afraid not, Your Grace. I'll ring the police station if Your Grace is worried.
The police? Certainly not. No, Collins. We must keep our heads at all costs. All that's happened is that Mrs. Green has gone out walking somewhere in the park. She may have got her rifle, or she may not. Well, even if she has, there's nothing very strange in that. His Grace is always doing it.
Not with a gin bottle, Your Grace.
No, naturally not. He's got a flask. Now, Collins, put the matter right out of your head, and you too, Jean, and keep the matter to yourselves as well. I don't want Mr. Garble worried. He's got quite enough to worry him already.
Very good, Your Grace.
Now, Collins, take my glass, will you, please?
Yes, Your Grace.
And run along and tell Mr. Garble that supper's ready. You'll find him in the smoking room with Freddy.
Very good, Your Grace.
Oh, and Jean, would you nip out and tell the others they're on the lawn?
Yes, Your Grace.
Ah, supper. About time, too. Where's everybody?
Plain Kukri.
What's the matter with you? Lost your teeth?
No, but Kukri is not an easy word to say, that's all.
You said it all right half an hour ago.
Yes, well, a lot has happened since then.
You better have a sandwich. It'll soak it up.
Oh, no, we'd better wait for the others. Alfred, do you think I'm a little tiddly? Do you think I could stand up?
Why, do you want to?
Not particularly, no.
Oh, I should stay put, then.
Oh, Alfred, you're so sensible.
Oh, that's quite right, my dear. I'm used to it. Where's the garbled?
Working the smoking room with Freddy.
Working? Restless fellow. Why can't he relax? I've always said the only decent Prime Minister we ever had was Melbourne. He was cute enough to know the less politicians did, the better. Well, it's common sense, considering that 50% of them are unemployable elsewhere.
Well, that's all we can do for now.
Oh, come along, Mr. Garbled. Alfred's been saying you work too hard.
Oh, I'll second that. I've just had 20 minutes for the cabinet.
Oh, poor you. Well, anyway, the sandwiches are here at last, and you shall have your pick.
They look quite excellent.
Where is everybody, Mother?
They're still playing. Still playing. Now, come and sit down beside me, Mr. Garland. Just exactly where you would have been if you'd been in the dining room. That's right here on my right.
Echo.
And then I'll be in the middle between you and Mr. Sass.
Sass?
Oh, yes, I think so. After all, the vicar is a local, and we both abandoned all attempts at making conversation nearly 20 years ago.
But I understood that Sass left after tea.
Oh, no, he's staying. He came back here after fishing.
What?
And then Collins lent him Alfred's second dinner jacket, and he's playing croquet with your daughter and the twit fella.
Playing croquet?
Well, golf croquet. I don't think it's quite as bad as proper croquet. Do you?
Did you know about this, Freddy?
What about him staying? No, sir.
Oh, come in, Mrs. Twitworth. Come in, Mary. Now, I long to know who won.
We did.
Oh, you and Mrs. Twitworth?
Now, me and Mr. Sass.
At the last hoop.
Oh, better than that, my dear. At the last stick, at the last hoop, we were all square. You know, Mr. Sass, if I had laid my ball between yours and the stick, I really think Maud could have clinched it with her neck.
All things are possible, Vicar.
Now, everybody find yourselves a seat, and Dean and Collins will hand round the plates. Our cook's been taken ill, Mr. Sassens, so we had to improvise. I do hope you won't mind.
But not at all. My mouth is watering already.
Oh, how charming everybody is. Now, Mr. Sass, come and sit here on my left.
Delighted.
Oh, Duchess.
Oh, please do not get up, Mr. Garvin.
No, Duchess, I hate to have to talk like this in someone else's house, but I have no alternative. I don't know, Sass, how you have the face to stay here when your countrymen are doing what they are.
What are they doing, Freddy?
Freddy?
We were up at New College together, sir.
So Sass is your guest, is he?
Oh, no, sir, no. Father asked you, didn't he, Sass?
He did, Lord Cranshaw's. You were saying, Mr. Garble, that my countrymen...
are planning a revolt. Las Patros has escaped into the hills.
Indeed. No doubt he had no option but to do so. We had information that you planned to kidnap him the moment that the strike began.
We never kidnap people. We detain them in the interests of public safety and for their own good.
You are unselfish.
Oh, shut up, Sass.
It's in your power, Sass, to stop all this.
It is in yours as well.
How, might I ask?
By giving us our freedom.
Quite impossible.
Or by allowing the United Nations to take over.
That's what I say.
Silence, Mary. The United Nations? Why the devil should we? We don't want the United Nations butting in. It's our domestic problem, and we mean to settle it ourselves.
Of course. Do have a sandwich, Mr. Sass.
Tomato, chicken, ham, sardines, sir.
One of each. Thank you.
White wine or whiskey, sir?
Some white wine, if I may.
And now, Mr. Garvin, what will you have?
Ham, please.
Whiskey or white wine, sir?
Whiskey, please.
Well, there we are. Has everybody got enough? When you want replenishing, just shout for Jean and Collins. Keep the glasses topped up.
Very good, Your Grace.
Picnics is such fun, Mr. Gardle, don't you agree? Especially indoors, when you've got all the fun without the wasps.
Collins.
Your Grace.
Nip out of the hall and get my bowler hat. Well, go on, get moving.
Oh, very good, Your Grace.
Whatever you want your bowler hat for, Alfred, you're not in a draught.
The crumbs, my dear. Damned useful things for crumbs. Plates are no good, slippery as eels. A bowler hat between your knees is just the thing. You can't go wrong.
Oh, what a good idea.
Of course, it's not easy if you wear a skirt.
Oh.
Besides, I don't suppose you've got a bowler, have you, Mrs. Twitworth?
No.
Ah, then it's best to stick to plates.
The bowler, Your Grace?
Yeah, thank you, Collins.
Your sardine sandwiches are delicious, Duchess.
Now, Collins, you and Jean had better help yourself.
Oh, thank you, Your Grace.
Switch on the wireless, Freddy, will you? The news will just have started. Now, would you have another sandwich, Mr. Garble?
No, I've finished, thank you.
And Mr. Sass?
No, thank you. I have not quite finished.
A joint communique issued by the Colonial Office and the Admiralty indicates that the government are determined to follow up strong words with strong deeds. The aircraft carrier HMS Intolerable has been ordered to Gibraltar from her present training area. Agency messages indicate that the residency, which is the official residence of the governor, Sir Harold Higginson, has been under rebel fire for some time from the hills.
Scoundrels.
It's believed that the rebel forces are led by General Las Patros, whose post-war opposition to British rule has so much changed the atmosphere of this sun-drenched holiday resort. A statement from the residency by Sir Harold Higginson, read in four languages over the Gibraltar radio tonight, confirms the offer of a reward of 50,000 pezalas, or about £150, for the capture of the so-called General Las Patros, alive or dead. At the Oval today, a huge crowd saw Surrey make five...
Here, Freddy, just as it was getting interesting.
Your policy, Sass, has reached fruition, evidently.
Yours as well?
We didn't overthrow the status quo, you did.
Because your policy did not allow for its adjustment.
Claptrap.
Let me fill your glass, sir.
I wouldn't say no to a little whiskey.
Oh, Mr. Sass, you're drinking white wine, aren't you?
Thank you.
Collins.
Very good, Your Grace.
poor Harry Higginson.
Well, he's all right. He's a diplomat.
Yes, but they said he was under fire.
Oh, don't worry. I bet he's in the cellar from sheer force of habit. Will you evacuate the residency, Mr. Scottle?
No. No question of it. Cowardly sniping will make no impression on our policy. The slightest deviation from normality will be interpreted as weakness. As I said this afternoon, at the conclusion of my peroration, what we have, we hold.
Oh, let's drink to that.
Why not?
Oh, forgive us, won't you, Mr. Sass?
Of course.
Perhaps you should stay seated like they do at city banquets. Everybody else get up, though. Now, are you ready? Raise your glasses. What we have, we hold.
Take cover, everyone.
They have.
Thought I heard a shot.
Yes, so did I. From the garden.
Ah, I'm not as deaf as people think. Who was it?
Mrs. Green, I shouldn't wonder.
Mrs. Green, I thought she'd left.
Yes, I rather hoped you had.
Well, whose rifle is she using?
Yours.
Mine?
Yes.
Damn cheek, I call it. Where'd she get it from?
She took it off the table in the scullery.
The scullery? What was she doing there? Were there mice in there or something?
Oh, Alfred, will you please be quiet? You're going on exactly like a policeman. Mrs. Green! Are you in the garden, Mrs. Green? Hello there, Mrs. Green! Now come along, Mrs. Green. Come here at once. If you don't come at once, I'll have to send a party out to get you.
Oh, mother, for heaven's sake, get down.
What's she shooting at?
I don't know, but she hit my earring. Oh, Collins, nip upstairs and get my emerald ones.
Very good, Your Grace.
Keep round the wainscot, Collins. Hug the wall, man.
Oh, John, be careful.
That's all right. You're through. Of course, it might be bats. There are lots out there in the yew tree. Still, she ought to be more careful. Hello, Mrs. Green. Don't fire at window level.
Courage, Maud.
Oh, it's all right. That was an upstairs window.
Well, there's no one upstairs this time of night, thank goodness.
Well, there is. There's Collins.
Oh, well, he's expendable.
Don't tell me she shot my John. She's not shot Mr. Collins, has she?
Oh, no, of course she hasn't, Jean. He's only gone upstairs to get my earrings. Oh, Alfred, tell her that he's quite all right.
Well, of course he is. If he'd been hit, we would have heard him hollering.
You see, now, Jean, just try and relax.
Now then, everybody, keep well back from the window and you'll be all right. I'm going to have another drink, if I can get out of the line of fire. Hello, Garvel. What on earth are you doing on your hands and knees? Have you lost something?
Mr. Garvel, shouldn't you get up? Remember that the slightest deviation from normality will be interpreted as weakness.
Duchess?
Yes, Mr. Garbled?
Who is Mrs. Green?
She's my cook, Mr. Garbled. She gave a notice to me this afternoon. I refused to let her go. And then she got drunk and stole a rifle and some ammunition.
Drunk and with a rifle? Freddy, ring them, please.
Freddy, don't touch that telephone. This is my affair, Mr. Garbled, and I intend to handle it myself.
Your Grace, the emerald earrings.
Ah, thank you, Collins.
John, I thought she'd got you, John.
I'm all right, dear.
Get through all right, Collins?
Yes, Your Grace. But I regret to say the bullet smashed the Landseer print outside the bathroom door.
Which one?
The Monarch of the Glen, Your Grace.
Oh, thank God.
Look out, she's on the move. She came round the corner of the yew tree. Yeah. Oh, it's all right. She's gone back again.
That woman may attack at any minute, Duchess.
Oh, so that's what's worrying you. Oh, how very stupid of me. Freddy, run down to the gun room, and you too, Alfred. I want you to bring all the armament that you can find up here. I'm sure there's quite enough for all of us.
But, Mother...
Oh, go on, Freddy. By the time you've finished arguing, we'll all be dead.
Thanks, Mary.
Oh, all right. You better take over sentry duty, Mary.
Okay.
Coming, Father.
Yes, why not? The potter just let us down damn bad, didn't she?
Oh, I am so sorry, Mr. Sass, about all this.
But not at all. I am enjoying it.
Duchess, I must insist you ring the police.
Would you ring the United Nations?
No.
Why not?
Because Gemalta's out of her.
And Mrs. Green is mine.
I disagree with all the vehemence at my command. The matter's gone beyond your jurisdiction. There's a woman lying out there in the grounds, a drunken woman with a lethal weapon. Who knows what devastation she may cause when alcoholic stimulation takes its toll?
Oh, I'm prepared for that. That's why I've sent them down to get the necessary equipment.
Here we are.
Put the guns on the table, Freddy.
All right, you are.
Collins.
Yes, Your Grace.
I want you to keep guard. His Grace will give you something suitable. Alfred.
Yes, dear.
Give Collins something to keep guard with while we're issuing the weapon.
Yes, well, you better take my stalking rifle and these dum-dum bullets.
Yes, Your Grace.
Be careful, John.
I shall be quite all right, love.
See any movement?
No, Your Grace.
She's lying down, I shouldn't wonder.
Possibly, Your Grace.
No, don't worry. She'll shift when she gets damp. Then take her just behind the shoulder.
Very good, Your Grace.
You better take your own gun, Freddy.
Oh, all right, Mother.
Not much range, but you can take her if she charges. Number 5 shot's best for cooks, I shouldn't wonder.
Now, what about you, Alfred?
Oh, I've got my own, dear.
Splendid. Now, Mr. Garfield, would you like my husband's second gun?
No, I would not.
Then Mr. Sash shall have it.
Thank you.
Duchess, you can't give him one.
Why not?
He's on the other side.
The other side of what?
He's a Jim Moulton.
What's that got to do with it?
Yes, what indeed. Mrs. Green is out there in the herbaceous boulder building up her strength. Well, Mr. Garfield, which is it to be, for us or Mrs. Green? If it's for us, then take the gun. If it's for Mrs. Green, then go and lie up in the boulder with her, and good luck to you.
Oh, all right.
Here's your ammunition. Pop a couple in for safety, if I were you.
Yes. Now, what have we got left? Oh, just the revolver. Oh, well, we'd better keep that in reserve.
Oh, Duchess, may I have it?
Really, Mrs. Squidworth, I thought you were a pacifist.
Oh, I know it's wicked of me, but then even pacifists are tempted sometimes, and I've always longed to break out just the once to see what it was like. And surely this provides a wonderful excuse.
Oh, how very sporting of you. The revolver, Alfred.
Here you are, Mrs. Twitworth. Oh. That's the lot, then. And I'll keep the hunting horn. I shot a cormorant with that revolver, Mrs. Twitworth, off Gallipoli.
Oh, isn't it attractive? Will it be too heavy for me?
No. Not if you balance it like this.
Oh, I see. Rest it on my elbow. What a thrill.
And there's your ammunition.
What charming little shells. I suppose they go in here.
That's right.
And to fire, I merely press the trigger.
Yes.
But how simple.
Steady on, Mrs. Twitworth.
Look out.
Alfred. One of Mother's vases.
Looks as if it's had it.
Alfred, the vicar. Look at him.
Good heavens. Must have been a ricochet.
Is he dead? Oh, what are we to do, Alfred?
Well, nothing we can do, my dear, except inform the next of kin.
You do it.
Mrs. Twitworth.
Yes, Duke?
It's your husband.
What about him?
He's a goner.
William? Nonsense. Oh, don't you worry, Duke. He's all right. Get up off the floor, William.
Yes, dear.
Oh. Now, Alfred, what's the plan?
We'll have to draw her fire.
Oh, how exciting. How shall we do that?
Well, no one's going across the lawn, so we'll have to find some other way. Now, let me think. Yeah, I know. Freddy, you sing that song she hates, the one you used to sing when you got back from Eton.
Well, I don't want to, Father.
Oh, go on.
Oh, all right. There's an There's an old house by the stream, Mrs. Green, where we used to sit and dream, Mrs. Green, where the waters as they flow seem to whisper soft and low, you're a damn bad cook. I'll sack you, Mrs. Green.
The Gainsborough, Alfred.
Ah, never mind, my dear. The important thing is she doesn't like the singing.
Well, I can't say I blame her.
We've located her, what's more. So now let's plan the battle. Now, who's the CO, you or me?
Well, you were once in the army.
Oh, so was Freddy.
Oh, yes, but only in intelligence.
Right, I'll take command. Where is she, Collins?
I observe the flashes from the middle of the herbaceous border, Your Grace.
What's the plan, then?
Well, the surest method of attack would be a frontal charge out of this window, but in that event, I fear we would suffer heavy casualties. So I suggest a double flanking movement, with one party coming through the back door and the other leaving by the front.
Right, that's the plan. Now, what about the troops?
Now, who's prepared to bring in Mrs. Green, alive or dead?
Oh, how I would wish to. But I must not interfere in your internal politics.
Who else, then? Come along. There's a reward, of course.
Count me in.
And me, Your Grace.
How many do you reckon we need, Collins?
You and me in the assault, Your Grace.
Mm.
And one more would be welcome for a feint attack across the tennis court.
Who knows the tennis court?
Well, I suppose I do.
No, Freddy, I won't let you go.
I thought you said I was pompous.
Oh, I know, but I didn't mean it. Freddy, please don't go.
Well, I must. There's no one else.
Now, come, Alfred. That makes three with Freddy.
Right. Now, Collins, you better take the left. You know the back door better than I do. Take Freddy with you and then lose him out across the tennis court. I'll take the front door in the summer house. Well, good luck all. I'll sound the horn when it's all over. Off we go.
Oh, Alfred, what are we to do?
Sit tight here and draw her fire.
How?
We'll sing. There's nothing better. Try the song again. It seems to work. Right. Off we go.
Very good, Your Grace.
I'm with you, brother. Yes.
Freddy.
What, ma'am?
Have you got a copy of your speech this afternoon?
Yes, in my room. Why?
I just want to keep it. Always.
Oh, Mary.
Freddy, break it up. You're messing up my timing.
Alfred.
Yes, sir?
Alfred, what shall I do if you're killed?
Get on to my insurance company on Monday morning, dear.
Mr. Collins.
What's the matter, Jean?
I love you, John. It took this to make me realize it.
Oh, gee.
Now, Collins, put yourself together. Let the girl go.
Pardon me, Your Grace. I may be wearing tails, but there's half the beats beneath them just the same.
In that case, you'd better see a doctor. Now, come along, for heaven's sake.
Yes. Now, sir. Okay. Collins.
Yes, very good.
What about the singing? They won't be long. Vicar, will you start it? You're used to giving us the note.
Well, the tune's a little unfamiliar, I fear. Still, I'll have a try.
Oh,
how correct. Thank you, Duchess, indeed. Yes. Oh. Now, we will all sing. There's an old house by the stream, Mrs. Green.
There's an old house by the stream, Mrs. Green, where we used to sit and dream, Mrs. Green, where the waters as they flow seem to whisper soft and low. You're a damned rotten cook, I'll sack you, Mrs. Green.
Oh, thank you, Jean.
Well, I could have sworn there'd be a shot.
We certainly deserve one. Shall we try again?
Oh, two shots. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. They've killed. Oh, dear. What on earth? Hello? Yes, who is that? Oh, yes, he's here, but we're very busy at the moment. Couldn't you ring back later? Oh, the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister, Mr. Garble.
I'll take it in the smoking room.
Oh, hold on a minute, will you, Prime Minister? He's just going into the other room. I'll wait till he picks up the receiver.
There's a body in the border.
Who's Jean? Jean, whose body is in the border?
Cook's.
Is Cook dead? Oh, Prime Minister, I'm so sorry. I was talking to my parlour maid. We've got a small domestic crisis here. Oh, there's Mr. Garble on the line, so I'll hang up now.
That's that.
Is Mrs. Green dead, Alfred?
No. Just passed out, that's all.
Oh, thank goodness for that. A merciful solution.
Oh, what about the shots?
Oh, that was Collins. Panicked when he saw me moving down behind the yew hedge. Thought I was Mrs. Green, and let me have it. Miss Bayard, the silly ass.
But surely we heard two shots, Duke.
Yes, that was me. I wasn't going to let him get away with it, damn bad participant. Too dark, though. If he'd been a duck, I doubt if I'd fired.
Your Grace, could Jean come out and help me take Mrs. Green upstairs?
Oh, of course. And Jean, undress her and put her to bed.
Yes, Your Grace.
Well, what's going on? Has there been any casualties?
No, Daddy. Mrs. Green's passed out, that's all. Oh,
thank goodness for that. Well, let's hope now there'll be a truce to all this immorality.
Oh, but naturally, our war is over, Mr. Garble.
All's well that ends well.
Oh, you seem happy for a change.
Well, naturally I am. The PM tells me that Les Patros has been caught.
And what will happen to him?
He'll be court-martialed on the spot and without doubt found guilty.
And the penalty?
The penalty is death.
You mean he will be shot?
Well, of course. What else? He carried arms. When he was caught, he had a rifle in his hand. If he's found guilty, and there's no alternative that I can see, he dies tomorrow morning.
You can't do that, Mr. Garvin.
Can't we? We're going to teach you people once for all Sass Rebellion doesn't pay.
Las Patros is my cousin.
Really? Why, so sorry.
Oh, that will comfort him, I'm sure.
Oh, poor Mr. Sass. You mustn't let it happen, Father.
Mary, you keep out of this.
Why should I? I'm a human being, even if you're not, and so is General Las Patros.
How I wish you wouldn't lecture me on things beyond your comprehension.
What's the matter, Mary?
Nothing she couldn't cure by being silent.
Oh, Freddy, take me out of here.
Well, of course, sir. Where to?
Oh, I don't mind. I just want some fresh air.
Well, what's wrong with the garden?
Well, that depends on you, my boy.
Yeah, well, come on, Mary. Come on.
Now, listen, Sass. I sympathize with your relationship with this unhappy man, of course. But everybody has relations, and it's up to them to run their lives according to the rules. And I object to being held responsible.
You gave the order for his execution.
That's my job.
When will it be?
Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. Gemalton time, that is. 10:30 here.
Just before matins.
Please excuse me, Duchess. I'm very tired.
Oh, well, of course. You have a great responsibility. An overriding one. I understand exactly how you feel. What time would you like breakfast?
Any time that suits you.
10 o'clock?
Yes, admirable.
Good night, Mr. Garble, then.
Good night. Good night, all.
Oh, good night, sir. Good night.
Good night, Sass. Ah, well.
William, it's high time we went home.
Good young lady.
Good night, Duchess.
Oh, good night. Good night, Vicar.
Good night.
You've come to breakfast between services.
Oh, how kind of you, but surely it will be a trouble, especially with Mrs. Green not well.
Oh, not at all. Saves you driving back and forth from the vicarage.
Well, this is most kind of you.
And thank you for a lovely evening, Duchess.
Good night.
I will say good night now, Duchess, if I may.
Oh, of course, you poor, poor man. Good night.
I lost my temper. That was unforgivable, considering I was your guest.
Oh, what nonsense! Don't give it a thought. Now run along. You must be very tired. I've got to tidy up.
Good night, then.
Good night, Mr. Sass.
Will there be any orders, Your Grace?
Collins, breakfast 10 o'clock downstairs for everybody, and the vicar and his wife are coming.
Very good, Your Grace.
I want Jean to sleep with Mrs. Green tonight, and I want you to sleep outside her door. Take one of the deck chairs and put it in the passage, and be sure she doesn't get away again. You understand?
I do, Your Grace.
It's most important, as she's being executed in the morning.
Very good, Your Grace.
Good morning, Mary.
Morning, Teddy.
Isn't it a lovely day? Let's walk across the park after breakfast and go to church. It's lovely by the river.
Is it?
Oh, what's the matter? Aren't you feeling well?
Yes, quite all right, thanks.
Ah, coffee is what you need, my girl. There we are now. Now, you drink that and you'll feel better.
Thank you. What's the time?
10:15.
Well?
Well?
Freddie, do you mean to say that the time means nothing to you?
Well, I see. Is something supposed to happen at 10:15?
At 10:30 in Gibraltar.
In Gibraltar? Oh, you mean the bumping off, that terrorist fella. Will you have some sausages?
You're ruthless, and I hate you.
I don't see anything to be out there. Only if we show any weakness, it'll ruin any standing we've got.
Oh, you're getting just like Father. Pompous, overbearing, and ridiculous.
Oh, thank you.
Freddie. You just asked me if I'd walk across the park to church. I'm sorry, but I can't.
If you're in this sort of mood, I shouldn't think I'd be missing much.
Well, just in case you ever thought of asking me to walk across the park to church again, to celebrate our wedding, for example, I'd better tell you now that I won't do that either.
Oh, Mary.
No, I mean it.
Morning, Mary. Did you sleep well?
Yes, thanks, Father.
Oh, what's the matter?
Mary's upset.
What about?
Well, the execution in Gibraltar.
Oh, I don't think you need shed any tears for him, my dear. The man's a traitor and a terrorist.
Like Washington?
He'll seem a little overwrought. Sausages. I hope you won't turn out like your mother, irresponsible and foolishly emotional. For Freddy's sake, if not your own.
It won't affect him how I turn out.
What? Like old last night.
We've quarreled, sir. Mary says I'm ruthless and she's broken it off altogether.
Oh, come, Mary.
Yeah, it's no use, Father.
But just think what you're giving up.
I have, and I'm not sorry.
I don't mean only him, Mary. Think of all the other things. Position, riches, influence.
I don't want them without respect.
Coffee, sir?
Thanks.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Sass.
Good morning.
Morning, Sass.
Good morning, Freddy.
Morning.
I'm afraid the Sunday papers don't get here until 10:30.
Morning, everybody. Anyone see Edith?
No, she's not down yet, Father.
She's not upstairs. Oh, what's the matter? Has she made a mess of breakfast?
No, it's very good.
Well, you're all looking like a funeral. The government come down or something?
Not that I'm aware of, Widetta.
Lass Patros is to die at 10:30, Duke.
Yes, oh, yes, of course. The fellow in Gibraltar. Oh, I remember now. Oh, well, no wonder you're all taking things a little steady. Ah, bangers, good.
Had it not been that I did not wish to cause the Duchess inconvenience, since your cook is ill, I would have asked for breakfast in my room. I have it here against my will. I wish to make that plain.
Well, why not take it in the smoking room?
Thank you. I will.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, this is a lovely day. Where are you going, Mr. Sass?
He wants to have his breakfast in the smoking room, dear.
Whatever for?
I do not find the company congenial.
Oh, please don't go. There's something I want you to do for me quite soon. Oh, please, Mr. Sass.
Very well. I have no quarrel with you, Duchess.
Thank you. What's the matter, Mary?
Oh, General Aspetras.
Oh, I know. What's the time, Freddy?
10:20, Mullen.
Admirable. That'll just give me time to have my breakfast. Freddy, be an angel. Could I have a cup of coffee?
Oh, yes, of course, Mullen.
Mr. Twitchworth.
Ah, good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vicar.
Yes. Isn't Mrs. Twitchworth with you?
No, Maud's lying in. She's not herself this morning, I'm afraid. She had a restless night and woke up with a headache. Probably a chill.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. Help yourself to sausages.
Ah, thank
you. Well, I do hope you won't mind if Mrs. Green comes in. I want to talk to her. You see, she's leaving us at 10:30. For good.
Of course. I understand.
Do you? I wonder.
Mrs. Green, Your Grace.
Oh, Mrs. Green, it's just occurred to me. Perhaps you'd like to write some last letters. If you would please use my desk.
I ain't got no one to write to, ma'am.
Oh, what nonsense. There's your sister in Wolverhampton.
I haven't written to her since my operation, ma'am.
Well, I dare say not, but surely you should do so now. Have you got nothing to want to send her? Some little remembrance?
No, ma'am. I've just got what I stands up in, and she's broader than what I am.
Vicar, please forgive me if I interrupt your breakfast, but I'm sure that you'd like to say a few words to Mrs. Green.
To Mrs. Green, yes. Oh, yes, of course. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Well, Mrs. Green, so you are leaving us.
That's right.
Where are you going?
That I couldn't say, sir.
Oh, come, Mrs. Green, you must know where you're going to.
Does any of us know that, sir?
You mean to say you have no idea of your destination?
Well, I've always lived in hope, sir.
That's right, Mrs. Green. Yes, indeed, of course. Well, may I say how much I hope that you'll get fixed up?
Thank you, sir. That's very kind, sir.
Well, we should be getting ready now.
What for? Church? No, it's too early.
No, Freddy, not for church. I've got a little duty to perform at 10:25.
What are you talking about, Mother?
Mrs. Green. She tried to overthrow the status quo like General Las Patros. And now, like him, she's going to pay the penalty.
What's that?
And that is why I mean to execute her in a moment.
Oh, good heavens, Mother, you can't do that.
Oh, but I don't propose to do it, Freddy, not in person. I hate violence, as you know. That's why I only go out shooting pheasants for the lunch. No, I propose to delegate responsibility like Mr. Garfield. Mr. Sass, would you be kind enough to do this little job for me?
Enchanted.
Oh, thank you so much. I put the gun ready. It's under the sofa cushion.
Which, Abby, your wife's gone mad.
Rot, she's been mad for years.
I'm not mad, Miss Garfield. You're no madder than you are.
But you can't contemplate this dreadful thing.
Why not? Poor General Las Patros will be leaving us quite soon.
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, pardon me, it has. The only difference is yours is the problem of a general, and mine the problem of a cook. They're both vital problems in their way, but mine, if you'll excuse me saying so, is rather more important. Generals are six a penny anywhere, but cooks are not.
Father, you've got to stop her.
Sorry, Freddy, you've got to stop her.
But it's your duty to restrain her.
Is this where you get that idea from? Nothing in the marriage service about stopping your wife bumping off a cook? Is there a bitter?
Well, I must admit, the question's not specifically raised.
Oh, please, Alfred, we've got more important things to think about.
I'm sure she didn't mean to shoot at the Duchess. It was just the gin.
Oh, yes, she did, until she fell asleep in the herbaceous water.
Oh, let her go, dear Duchess. I beseech you. She won't give you any further trouble.
Oh, that I can endorse. Why don't you try your hand at Mr. Garfield?
Well, there's just one thing for it, Freddy. Ring the police.
All right.
Freddy? Don't you pick up that telephone. Mr. Sass has got you covered.
Oh, God.
Well, Mrs. Green, you've been very patient, but there seems no hope of a reprieve.
Oh, well, my hangover's that terrible. It may be for the best.
Oh, well said indeed. Now, Freddy, what's the time?
10:25.
All right, then, Collins, take out Mrs. Green and put her up against the wall.
Yes, Your Grace.
Come along, Gert.
Oh, Vicar, if you'd like to go as well.
Oh, it's very thoughtful of you, but thank you, no.
Oh, well, have another cup of coffee. Ready, Mr. Sands?
Yes, Duchess.
It pulls a bit left, so aim a little right.
Thank you, Duke.
Shall we go, Mr. Sands?
Duchess, I'd like a word with you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Garble, but I'm very busy.
Could you get your motor? Duchess! Duchess!
Cranshaw's Castle, get your motor, please. Priority at
what
once.
What is it, Mr. Garble?
Freddy is calling up your motor.
Oh, is that all? I fail to understand you, Mr. Garble. You're being very rude and selfish. I've my execution to attend to. Why don't you attend to yours?
Cook is in position now, Your Grace.
Oh, thank you, Collins. Mr. Sass, are you quite comfortable?
Yes, thank you, Duchess.
Gibraltar's on the line, sir.
All right, Mr. Sass. I'll say 1, 2, 3, go. Oh, no, no, I didn't mean that time.
It is all right. I missed.
Well, try a bit more right.
Now then again.
Duchess.
1, 2...
Duchess!
Oh, really, Mr. Garble, you are being a nuisance.
Please. This call is vital. Listen to it, I beseech you. Hello, Higginson. Percy Garble here. Les Petros, I'm on time. Good. We'll call the whole thing off. If that's what I said, free pardon. Let him go. And tell him we'll hand the whole damn problem over to you now at once. What? What about the government? Well, of course we'll fall. But I've got no alternative. The reasons are high policy, top secret. No, I can't, but they're quite unanswerable. Right, get on with it.
Collins!
Yes, Your Grace?
Tell Mrs. Green she's granted a free pardon.
Very good, Your Grace.
Oh, Daddy, you're wonderful.
I'm finished, Mary.
But I don't understand. What has happened?
General Las Patras has been granted a free pardon.
Oh, madame. You are a great man, Garvin.
This will mean my resignation.
Oh, don't you worry, Daddy. I'll look after you.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
What shall I do with this gun?
Oh, would you be an angel? You know where the gun is.
Of course.
Dear, I never dreamt it was so late. Oh, I'll have to go and get my surplice on. Indeed, I will. Well, thank you, Duchess, for a lovely breakfast.
Not at all. So glad you would come and give my love to Mrs. Whitworth.
Oh, I will indeed.
Freddy?
Yes, Mary?
I'd like to walk down through the park to church.
Oh, Mary.
I'll just run out and get my things. I shall be a minute.
Mother.
Yes, dear?
You haven't got a spare ring on, have you?
Ring? Of course, dear. Help yourself.
Oh, well, I'd like that one off that finger.
Oh, you would. Oh, bother. Means I'll have to take all four.
Your Grace?
Yes, Collins?
Mrs. Green, Your Grace.
Well, what about her?
When I let the vicar out, I found her on the doorstep.
On the doorstep?
Yes, Your Grace. And crying.
Crying?
Fit to bust herself, Your Grace.
Where is she now?
Jean is comforting her in the hall, Your Grace. She would like to see you.
Oh, well, you better bring her in.
Yes, Your Grace.
And what she wants?
Lift to the village, I'd say.
Well, you better take her, Freddy.
Where to?
Oh, Crenshaw's Arms, I shouldn't wonder. I'll bet she's got a tongue like a hard tennis court.
They won't be open.
Knock 3 times.
What?
Oh.
Mrs. Green, Your Grace.
Well, Mrs. Green, I thought we'd seen the last of you. What do you want?
Oh, I want to stay here, ma'am.
You want to stay here?
Yes, ma'am.
But you said you didn't.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's what all the fuss has been about.
I know, ma'am, and I'm sorry. It's like this, ma'am. I wanted to be free. And now I am, I don't like it.
Mrs. Green, what do you want?
I want to come back, ma'am. I only wanted to be free until I knew I could be, that's all. Now I've done it. And I'd like to stay, if you'll have me, ma'am.
On one condition, Mrs. Green.
What's that, ma'am?
That you're free to go at any time you want.
But I don't want to, ma'am.
No, still, that's my one condition.
All right, ma'am.
Good, then that's settled. All right, Mrs. Green.
Thank you, ma'am.
Do people really feel like that?
So it would seem.
Well, good heavens. If Les Petros thinks like that, he might well join the Commonwealth.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, Daddy, wouldn't it be wonderful?
I'd say it would. It'll be the only diplomatic coup we've had this century. I'd very likely get the Foreign Office. Sess, my dear fellow, do you think Gibraltar might join up with us?
Why not, if you would have us?
Have you? Naturally we would. Well, it's common sense. We can't go on as though we were still living in the 19th century. Progress, I always say, progress. It's always been my watchword, Mary, hasn't it?
Yes, Daddy. Come on, Freddy.
All right.
Oh, Freddy, you've forgotten something.
Oh, have I? What?
The ring.
Oh, bless you, Mummy. You're an angel.
Freddy!
All right, hang on, Mary. I'm just coming. Hold on.
What a charming couple.
Yes, indeed.
Are you going to church, Mr. Garble?
I rather think I will.
And what about you, Mr. Sess?
I'd like to very much.
Then, Sess, my dear friend, let us walk across the park together.
I shall be enchanted.
Charming.
Might I go off to church with Jean, Your Grace?
Of course.
Oh, thank you, Your Grace.
Oh, and Collins, from what Jean let slip last night, I think you're going to need a ring as well as Freddy. Have this one.
Oh, thank you, Your Grace. Come, John.
Oh, thank you, Your Grace.
It's all right, Collins. I got caught that way.
Ah, now, where's my hat?
You've got it on you.
Oh, so I have. Where's yours?
Let's see. I had it last night. Now, where the devil did I put it?
Oh, under the sofa.
Oh, so it is.
I shouldn't put it on.
Why?
It's full of crumbs.
Oh, never mind. Do for the birds.
Come on, then, Alfred. Or we'll be late.
Your Grace.
Yes, Mrs. Green. What is it now?
I put the Santa joint in and I want to go to church, ma'am.
But, of course.
Come on, Mrs. Green. Take my arm.
Oh, my, Your Grace.
This was the cast of The Iron Duchess by William Douglas Hume, adapted by Peggy Wells. Duchess of Whitadder, Athene Seiler. Duke, Ronald Ward. Freddy, Terence Alexander. Mary, Barbara Barnett. Mr. Garvold, Felix Felton. Mr. Sass, Howard Gurney. Vicar, Geoffrey Lumsden. Mrs. Twitworth, Rosamond Greenwood. Mrs. Green, Hilda Barry. Jean, Jean Marlowe, and Collins, Peter Claughton. The production was by Archie Campbell.